This is for a friend who couldn't be here. I'll read it quick. A surprising two-thirds of Burlington public school buildings are not fully accessible to people with disabilities. Edmonds Middle School is the worst offender. It is arguably the most prominent school building in the state of Vermont, sitting as it does on Main Street in our largest city. Yet this public school building and community meeting place is segregated. Students, parents, grandparents, teachers, and community members who use wheelchairs are not welcome. They are effectively barred from entering. In the decades since our federal disability civil rights laws were enacted, we have done almost nothing to remedy this problem here in Burlington. So my question for each of the candidates, if elected or reelected mayor, what steps will you do to concretely fix this problem within the next 2 years?
I think that's a real problem that's been identified. My kids are at the elementary school. Middle school is attached to the elementary school. So I see those problems there. As a city, one thing we do is we work with the schools on trying to resolve some of those issues. But I think right now there may be some real opportunities with the federal stimulus package money, because it seems to me that that's exactly the kind of use that money should go to. It's the kind of project that's very expensive for a community to undertake, but vastly important for the community to do it. And so, I think we should be working with the schools on the stimulus.
We all know that the schools went through a careful process, and they see $226 million of need that the city can't respond to. We couldn't respond to $92 million, not even $57, but there is a $9.7 million bond issue on the ballot. It's aimed at three other schools that had higher priorities, but I think Edmonds is the next school, and so in some respects we're loaded for sometime soon to make that next investment that would hit Edmonds. So we're not breaking the law by not fulfilling the ADA requirements at Edmonds, given the way schools are tested, but obviously we all want to address that. So it looks like it would be the next phase of funding if we pass this $9.7 million.
Thanks. Good question. As the mayor noted, the schools came forth with a $226 million bond proposal, not billion, in the fall, and that would have included these accessibility issues. At the time, I said actually I thought that it was such a grand proposal that it actually moved those ideas backward. And we did ask them to come back with a new, smaller proposal, which they did, and they were not able to include this at this particular time into our prioritizing spending. And I appreciate what the schools came up with. I do think we'll be able to get to that at some point. It may have to involve stimulus money. It should be a priority, but it does involve prioritizing because it takes millions of dollars to put those elevators in, unfortunately.
I don't think anybody's going to sit up here and say that they don't support the idea of making all our schools fully accessible. It's just a question of how we do so in the context of the overall capital plan and the priorities that have been set. So if Edmonds is up next, we'll push to see that the investment's made in accordance with that capital plan. I don't want to, the concern in this community, I think, is the pace of, as I described, the pace of change and our ability to actually see projects go forward. And when it comes to the stimulus package, I'm worried that we won't be able to respond fast enough to satisfy the federal government.
Is there any of our school people here?
Yeah.
Fred's here, okay. And then